It's 8:45. It's time to find out today's
reasons. This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
The reasons we can't have nice things, many times they defy reason. It starts us in Atlanta, GA. Bet they love their some turnip greens.
Mm-hmm.
And they also love their college football. It is SEC, the SEC Conference Media Days, going on in Atlanta, GA. And when the coaches head up to the podium for their main press conferences, they always head up to their school's fight songs. That's playing in the background. Well, whoever was in charge of the intro music at SEC Media Days on Tuesday might be looking for a new gig, because right after SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey introduced UT, Texas head coach Steve Sarkisian, a fight song played that was definitely not the University of Texas. If you're playing at home, that's the fight song for the rival A&M Aggies. Sarkisian, he knew. He kind of laughed and giggled, and they assume it was an honest mix-up, a mislabeling perhaps on somebody's iPod. Mike Elko takes the podium today, the Texas A&M Aggies coach. So we will see what plays when he shows up.
That guy knows. You ever go to the park and look around and think, ooh, one of these kids really needs some guidance and improvement? I mean, you may be tempted to say something. Perhaps it's a better idea to find a new park. Two women in Bay Village, Ohio, had a disagreement after a two-year-old threw sand at another child. The other mom came up to tell her, you need to do a better job of supervising this one.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, this did not go over well. So she called 911 in response. Officers arrived on the scene. Now, there wasn't anything really ugly, but they did say, girls, you just need to leave one another alone. Stop throwing sand. It's rude.
I wonder what the code to call in on dispatch is for two Karens.
Where is your manager? Dum, dum,
dum, dum, dum. Yikes. Run. So if you're vacationing in Boise, Idaho this summer, first of all, that's weird. Second of all, watch your back, your literal back. Cops in Boise say there is a serial booty slapper on the loose there in Boise, Idaho. He's been going around on a dirt bike and smacking or grabbing the posteriors of, namely women, but there's been a couple of guys.
Oh.
As he rides
by. Are they wearing shorts?
I hate to laugh. This is not cool, but they've all occurred between June 18th and, actually, as of a couple of days ago. So he wears gloves and a ski mask, and sometimes there's a Spider-Man mask. Either which way, they're hoping somebody recognizes the guy and calls it in so they can stop it. So be careful if you're going around Boise. Watch out for your booty. Boise, by the way, police says this is very surprising. This is not something that they normally see in their community. Normally, a person that's so interested in booties lives nearby in Butte. Dum, dum, dum,
dum, dum. You ever thought, I'd really like some pizza, but I also need some new shoes? Well, fear not. Nike and Michael Jordan are here to help with the Air Jordan 1 Low SE new sneaker that come in a red and white checkerboard box. The words made fresh since 1985 are on the side. Now, these are just for kids, okay? They don't come in adult sizes, and rack in at a whopping $110. And don't even include pizza.
For pizza shoes. Do they at least smell like it?
They
By
should.
The way, that's kind of what turnip greens smell like. Old shoes. There you go. That's where it is. It finally clicks. Let's go to Wisconsin, shall we? Madison. Oh, jeez. Man is in custody after got into a crash on Sunday night. Dane County Dispatch conferred Madison Police. Madison Fire was dispatched for a single vehicle crash. And then when police show up, the guy takes off. Well, then they're going to follow you. And then they stopped following him and then just sat there and watched him as he kept going away from the officers, because this guy's bright idea was, I'm going to swim across Lake Monona.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So they called and they were like, We'll just meet him on the other side. Dum, 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 dum. It worked.
You know, everyone wants to look young, fresh, and downright perfect for our friends on social media, even our youngest influencers. Dermatologists are now horrified as they're seeing a string of infants as young as 6 months old with allergic reactions to makeup. Parents have been giving their infants glam makeovers with a full face of cosmetics. They're now actually trying to put regulations in effect. These chemicals are not good for anyone. And just in case no one told you along the way, your baby doesn't need makeup, a filter, or anything else.
Yeah.
They're like perfect the way they are.
What about face tattoos?
Dum, 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 dum.
Don't do that to the baby.
And then finally, an incident on the roadways in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, as a semi-truck. They say it's a semi-truck. This is not a truck. It has to be an open-bed truck here because a large truck spilled 20,000 rotten eggs all over the road. The mess closed the road in the area, and the eggs sloshed off the back truck trailer due to recent storms. So the truck was taking moldy eggs from an industrial plant to a mulch facility when this incident happened. And investigators say so much rain collected in the truck's bed that it caused the eggs to float and then spill on the highway. Ladies and gentlemen, the public service announcement is not just for entertainment purposes only.
For demand.
Every single Thursday, your Will It Float, your educational experience. And that is why we play the game.
Dum, 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 dum.
And in a coda to this, turns out, with all the bad eggs we talk about, bad eggs do float.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.